you've got it there, sorry.
Yes, the reading today is from Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 to 17. On the first day of the third month, after the day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, and Israel camped there in the desert, in front of the mountain. Then Moses called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on evil. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of treasured possession, although the whole earth is mine, you will be there for me, a kingdom." These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. 20. And God spoke all these words, "I am the Lord your God, slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down. The Lord your God, I am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents, for the parents to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath. Do not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed them. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Thanks be to God for this.
Pat. Now I've just added Mark chapter 8, verses 27. Because when Lynn and I were preparing this service this week, I sort of said to you that, and perhaps it's Melody, yes it is. As I read this to you, the next question, rules have you followed between waking up your eyes this morning and the question? So I'll read this to give you some time. So Mark's Gospel, chapter 8. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way he asked them. They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah. But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter asked. Jesus warned them not to tell anyone, and teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about them and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." With his disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life, what good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in his adulterous and sinful generation, ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." Amen. So that brief question, rules or laws have you followed? Speed limits, hopefully. Road signs. If you ever are of a mind to look at how much road furniture and not go anywhere. And when Tim introduced this for the last 4 weeks, and I thought, oh, I've got a good week, the Ten Commandments. And when you're preaching and leading church communities as your church meeting, that reputation of the church to say you can't do in the Ten Commandments. But they are a framework and a guidance for... So just to put it into context, Moses had had enough. This morning can emphasise with that and think of those team meetings, those Zooms you've had to get great ideas and you really can't be bothered. He has led them out of slavery, saved and protected by God's strength throughout. They have seen the parting of the Red Sea. The film Ten Commandments is still... But they've been through that chased and they've come through it. They have through with dry feet. God was their protector. Now they're actually in the other side, or they've reached the other side, and they're given a new diet. They get either. They look around the barren, lifeless desert and praise God that they start to dream up menus and options and blame Moses because they have tantalized. In other words, even though they have physical life behind as slaves, they do not expect to make any decisions, or they are still living in the mentality and the mindset that everything will be done for them. Masters without love or loyalty or thought of his feelings. They simply and to provide for them. And when he fails, instead of taking any initiative themselves, so Moses has to put some structure and some guidance into. So what happens next in the stage of this community is liberation. They are no longer slaves. They are free. They are living in a new country. So physically, they have had a huge, huge change. But mentally, and that's why I brought the New Testament into today, because it's interpreting the Ten Commandments for us. To love and with all your mind. And I wasn't quick enough or able enough to bend down and get my shoe out. Your neighbour as yourself. And as we, as church communities, teams, what is it that we stand for? What rules or guidance do you follow? What is the first thing you do? It is. Or time. And then start just to just pause. If pause about what's going to happen today and bring that before God. It's called becoming God's people. And the course which you will do in your life groups, it's all about this framework that Moses brought in. We shouldn't steal, it's our law. We shouldn't covet things. I'm not going to go through the ones that were brought in by Jesus. Becoming God's people in terms of life. And this has 12 rules, and they pick out rule 1, stand up straight, make friends with people who want the best for you. Rule 6, set your house in perfect order. Worthy rules. If you walk down the corridor, see the rules of life for this school community and what a Lace Hill student should be. Every organisation and every company and every school has this value system. And the Ten Commandments, as recorded in this book, are: if you've not got the right food and you've not got the right quickly, I can understand why Moses' community didn't really see it as a charter. Far from bringing about a new bondage,